Continuing with the lachos of chatzitza, the Gemara says that something which is for noi, the purposes of noi, is not considered chatzitza. The Gemara says that actually in the context of a lulav and an esrog, the lachos is that you have to take the noi mice and the tila, a lulav and the esrog, if you have something there, to be ma'aget it together, so that's considered a noi. So even though you're not touching the lulav, and you're not touching the lulav, you're touching that which is there to be ma'aget it, which is a form of noi for the lulav. So it's not considered chatzitza, it's considered that you took your lulav. So that's a valid oifen of netila of nalulav, because kolon oisor ena chaitze. If it's there to beautify it, it's not considered a chatzitza. So applying that to a person's hands, that's not really relevant to men, it's more relevant to women. A woman would have nail polish on her fingers, it's a chatzitza. It's blocking the water from getting to her hands. So the answer is, since it's there for noi purposes, it's there for noi, so it's there to make her look more pretty, more beautiful. Call it noi, so eno chaitzitz. The question which comes up, if a person has something on their hands, a nail polish, which starts to chip, it doesn't look so nice anymore. So now it's not there for noi, that part is not for noi, it's they're makbid on it, so that would be considered a chatzitza. So a person would have that situation, a person would have to remove that before they wash their hands. I haven't thought of an example of that which is relevant for men. We spoke about rings, that even though a ring is there, it's there to be men, but if a person takes it off, sometimes they take it off. For example, a woman, let's say when she's kneading dough, she'll take off her rings. So even though right now she's not makbid on it, she doesn't mind wearing them, but since at the time when she's, there are times when she's makbid to take it off, the rabbi holds that's considered a chatzitza as well. And therefore she has to take it off for the purposes of washing. If a person never takes off the ring at any point in time, so then they can be sermon that's not considered a chatzitza, and they can continue to wear it while they're washing. So we mentioned that a person has a bandage or something of that sort, so if the bandage is necessary, that area where the bandage is covering, it's not considered a problem of a chatzitza. The question is, what do you do with the lachas of netila when you have the bandage there? Do you have to wash on top of the bandage? Do you try to avoid the bandage? What are you supposed to do with that? So to explain that, we need to give some background to that halacha. So tomorrow we're going to talk about the halacha of revius, and when we require revius of mayim, and basically understand the whole concept of how the process of netila works, and then we'll go back to this halacha of how to deal with a person who has a bandage or something of that sort on their hands. Have a good morning.